Hello, my name is Charles Johnson, and this is the Alabama Entrepreneur Podcast. Alabama entrepreneurs telling their stories, giving us a better understanding of the small business experience. Jacob Bright, owner of Fine Things. Fine Things is located at 1942 North Brindley Mountain Parkway in Arab, Alabama. Fine Things specializes in bridal and baby registries, china, crystal, glassware, silver, and much more. To learn more, visit Fine Things in person or on their social media at Jacob Bright. Jacob, what has been the best customer service experience you have received from a locally owned small business?
I love supporting small businesses. I've been blessed throughout the years myself, and I have a lot of wonderful stories, but one, an example, I was getting ready to go out of town on a trip, and I was packing and getting everything ready, and I noticed that while I was gone, one of my prescriptions would run out, would expire. I was leaving the next day at home packing, so I called my pharmacist's wife, Debbie Bennett, at Parkway Pharmacy in Arab, and explained everything to her. And she said, "Jacob, don't worry. We'll handle everything. We'll cover you. And then when you get back from your trip, you can call your doctor and take care of everything then." And Debbie saved me a lot of time, and I was able to continue on and have fun on my trip. And I appreciate her doing that for me.
Now, Jacob, what has been a specific extraordinary customer service that you have given to someone?
Probably 4 years ago, maybe, Sister Schubert's assistant, Amanda, who lives in Laverne, Alabama, near the Sister Schubert factory, she registered with us for her wedding registry, her bridal registry, and we sold all her gifts, her dishes. People would call the store, place their orders, and Betty Sims in Decatur made her wedding cake. And so I got the cake from Betty, got all the gifts from Fine Things, and drove south for several hours to Amanda's wedding, went to the church. Sister and I set up the wedding cake, put the flowers on it. I set up and displayed all her gifts at the reception. And when Amanda came in after the wedding to the reception, she saw the beautiful cake and saw all her wedding gifts displayed, and just seeing the joy that that brought her, and, you know, going the extra mile to make that customer happy.
Now, that is extraordinary customer service from a small business. That is a great, great story.
Thank you.
All right, there you have it. A great customer service with Jacob Bright, owner of Fine Things. And thank you very much, Jacob.
Thank you, Charles. I appreciate it.
Here are the facts with Jacob Bright, owner of Fine Things. How long have you been in business?
I bought Fine Things in October of 1998.
How did you get your capital to start?
I went to the bank in Arab, and my mother was with me, and she helped me co-sign for a business loan, a 10-year business loan.
How is your business structured?
We are Fine Things Incorporated.
Do you lease or own?
I own the business, and I lease my space from my mother. She's the landlord, and she owns the strip mall, Dogwood Plaza, that we're in.
How long did it take you to plan your business before you opened?
So I was a flight attendant for Northwest Airlines based in Detroit, Michigan. And my brother got married, and I came home for the wedding, and I asked my mother, I said, "Where are they registered?" Because I wanted to buy them a nice wedding gift, something they had registered and picked out, selected. And she told me, "Fine Things in Arab on Coleman Road." And so I went, picked out a gift, and after the wedding, I went back to Detroit, continued flying, and I thought, I would love to own a store like that. And sure enough, the lady that owned it, her husband got transferred through the White House to Washington, D.C. to work. And so they had to move there, and she put the store up for sale, and then I bought it.
And how did you learn that the store was going up for sale?
So Mother was in the Arab Chamber of Commerce, and they had a chamber meeting, and the former owner, Lynn, was there. And Mother mentioned to her, she said, "Lynn, if you ever want to sell your store, I know of an owner." And that's when Lynn said, "Well, my husband's being transferred to D.C. We've got to move. I've got to sell the store."
What social platforms are you on, and what are their names?
On Facebook, it's my personal name, Jacob Bright. And then on Instagram, it's my personal name, Jacob Paul Bright.
How do you market your business?
Through social media. It's great free advertising. And then I also use our local newspaper, the Arab Tribune.
What is your best quality?
I hope it's being nice to customers.
What do you wish you knew more about?
Accounting. Definitely accounting.
Why has this business been successful?
I believe it's been many long hours and a lot of hard work, and I truly love what I do.
What has been the biggest challenge for your business?
I'm an old school person. I'm not a computer tech person. I'm not an internet person. And I think me growing with the times and changes, that's probably been my biggest challenge.
What has it been like during COVID for Fine Things?
We've actually done very well. I had to quickly learn how to accommodate to my customers, customer pickup, curbside, shipping, deliveries. We just did what our customers needed.
Did your business ever close during COVID?
When the governor, Governor Ivey, when she shut us down.
And you were closed for how long?
Until she said that non-essential stores can reopen.
Was that 7 weeks?
Maybe 6, 7. But I was up there. You know, I mean, I went in and the open sign was not on the door, but I was up there and the door was unlocked. And if, you know, sometimes I would have customers call and say, "We're fine, we're bored. Are you at the store? We want to come in and shop." So we, a lot of accommodations.
Do you have any employees?
I have Carol Curtis. I have Jillian Grisham, two wonderful women. And then I have the best volunteer in the world, my mother.
Of course, right? Did you always want to be an entrepreneur?
No, I went to college in Birmingham at Sanford and studied psychology, and I wanted to be a psychologist.
But you had been around entrepreneurship all your life.
Growing up and watching my mother work.
Do you ever plan to retire?
I'll probably work until I die.
What is your favorite activity outside of work?
I love to run and love to travel.
Are you left or right-handed?
Right-handed.
Beach, lake, or mountains?
Honestly, all three.
Favorite charity and why?
Every month, I personally donate to Catholic Charities. They hold a very special place in my heart because I was adopted through Catholic Charities here in Huntsville.
How do you define success as an entrepreneur?
For me, it's loving what you do and being happy.
What do you love about the great state of Alabama?
The beauty of the whole state. Alabama truly is beautiful, and I always say stars really fell on it.
What do you love about Arab, Alabama?
The people, the school system, and just the peacefulness of a small town.
Jacob, what do you want to be remembered for?
Hopefully people will remember me for being nice to them and treating them all the same equally.
All right, well, there you have the facts. Jacob Bright, owner of Fine Things in Arab, Alabama. And Jacob, thank you very much.
Thank you, Charles.
Jacob Bright, owner of Fine Things. Fine Things is located at 1942 North Brindley Mountain Parkway in Arab, Alabama. Fine Things specializes in bridal and baby registries, china, crystal, glassware, silver, and much more. To learn more, visit Fine Things in person at 1942 North Brindley Mountain Parkway in Arab, Alabama, or find them on social media under Jacob Paul Bright. Jacob, has Fine Things always been located in the same area in Arab?
Mark Goyen from Arab is the original creator of Fine Things, and he started it on Main Street in downtown Arab. My senior year when I went to prom, I went to them and got my tuxedo for prom. Then they moved to Coleman Road, and then from Coleman Road in October of 1998, I bought it and moved it to Dogwood Plaza in Arab on Highway 231 on the Parkway, and we've been there ever since.
What is it like negotiating a lease?
Fortunately for me, my mother's my landlord, so...
So you didn't have to negotiate much.
Not too much. I was fortunate.
That's good. How are you different from your competitors?
I just want my customers to truly have fine things. You know, I want them to have the best products, you know, whether it be pottery, like Vietri or Jalisco glassware. I just want them to truly have fine things. And I think that makes us a little different.
And with that being the actual name of your store, that's a good way of putting it, Fine Things. How do you find your products that you know your customers will want? Do you have a good eye for that stuff?
Basically, Mom and I go to Atlanta to the market. And then also I, on my own, just do some research.
And what kind of research?
Like if I'm, say, on vacation in another state, city, town, country, go into shops and see what they have and what I like. And there's a lot of things that we carry that are not at market. I just have to research and find what I'm looking for.
When you go into those stores, do you ask questions about whether how
sometimes,
something is selling?
Yeah, sometimes. And back this summer, I was in Chattanooga, and I went into this small retail store of locally made things, and I was asking them some questions about some of their locally made products.
Who is your ideal client at Fine Things?
So personally, I love dishes and pottery, flatware, glassware. So my ideal client, customer, would be someone coming in and wanting to start over with all new dishes, flatware, glassware, and we go through all the patterns, we find out what their taste is, what they like, and we select new things for them. That's fun. I enjoy that.
Can you tell us about your relationship with your banker?
We use a small bank called People's Bank of North Alabama, and it's a small hometown bank. And with that, you personally get to know them. They personally know you. And I just like dealing with a small bank.
Do they just have one location?
No, I think they're in Coleman, Gunnersville, Arab, Marshall County, I think Blount County.
Do you do your own payroll?
I do. And then if I'm busy and can't get to it, Mother will help me out.
Who taught you how to do payroll?
Mother.
And I know that she's been in business for a long time and she's now retired.
She had almost been in retail 40 years, and the end of September, she sold her business. And semi-retired.
Did your mom teach you how to do payroll through a software like QuickBooks, or did y'all do it by hand?
Back when we started, I think it was just by hand. And then later we evolved to QuickBooks. We love QuickBooks, though.
You are located halfway between Huntsville and Gunnersville. Where does most of your business come from?
Definitely Arab, and I would say next would be Huntsville. And I want to thank Elena Trimble Burks, Rhonda Pizitz Ridner, Sarah Beth Martinson, and others. They've really helped me grow my Huntsville business. I do a lot of deliveries here. I have several Huntsville customers that come to the store, come in and shop, and if they can't make it in, I make sure to deliver it to them.
Why do you not have a website in 2022?
I'm very old school. I'm not a computer person. I can do my emails, do my Facebook, do my Instagram, but other than that, I'm very old school. My best friend that I run with, Johnny Burks, he now lives here in Huntsville. He teaches at JP2. He teaches forensic science, and he's also the girls' tennis coach. He's working on setting me up a Find Things online web account, where hopefully pretty soon we will have a website.
Will people be able to purchase off your website?
He's setting it up that way. Yes, yes.
Okay. What is the best marketing you have ever done?
I would say probably Facebook.
Okay. Do you pay for Facebook advertising?
No.
So
it's free.
Facebook has algorithms that sometimes people can't see what you're posting. Do you know how to maneuver around that so more people see?
I don't.
So it's just a chance. Because,
mm-hmm.
you know, sometimes you can tell where people, you know, only mm-hmm. two or three people have seen it.
But I can tell through our sales, when in regards to social media, Facebook is our number one. And then number two would be Instagram.
So, and you've seen where that really helps you get the word out on new products or definitely. A book signing or whatever it
definitely,
is that you're doing.
Definitely, definitely. And we also advertise in the local paper, and we've done ads with Event Magazine.
What part of your business is the most time consuming for you?
Emails and social media. Because with social media, when we make a post, then customers come back with questions or tell us what they want, and then we have to pull it, put it aside, mark it, and respond back to them to answer their questions and emails as well. And so that's all very time consuming.
What is the most exciting thing that has ever happened with Find Things?
I would say there's a few things. Like I said, when I took out that 10-year business loan, I had it paid off in 7 years instead of the 10. So that was very exciting.
Yes.
To be debt-free. And then this year, right after Christmas, we remodeled, and it had been 20 years since we had last remodeled. So that was much needed. And I love the new setup now. And then this coming Christmas, our open house, it'll be our 25th. And Ann Nielsen, the philanthropist, artist, author, Ann Nielsen, she is coming to be our guest artist for our 25th Christmas open house this year. So we're excited about that.
Jacob, do you know when that will be this year?
It'll be Saturday, November the 5th of this year, 2022.
So the first Saturday of November of this year.
Yes.
Okay. Well, we'll be watching for that for sure.
Thank you.
What has been the most valuable lesson you have learned from Find Things?
I would say treating people fairly and being honest with your customers.
What have you enjoyed most about being in business for yourself?
I love being my own boss. It's a lot of hard work. It's 6 days a week. I always say, you know, owning your own small business is like always having a baby that never grows up. You're always having to feed, change its diapers. It's always a baby, never grows up. So tender love and care, 6 days a week, long hours.
Jacob, I've never really heard that answer like that before about a business really being a baby forever. It is a baby forever because things evolve and products change and you have to keep up with what's mm-hmm. new and
exactly.
out with the old and try to figure all that out.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
exactly.
a great analogy. What have you really disliked about this business?
Paperwork.
Taxes.
Yeah. Paper, any paperwork.
Do you have a good tax accountant?
We do. We've used Stan Miller and Arab for years, and we owe Stan a lot. he's been great to us.
That's wonderful. Mm-hmm. It's good to have those relationships. Mm-hmm. What has been your biggest challenges over the years with Fine Things?
We've been very, very fortunate. For me, it would be just my lack of technology. Me not being a computer savvy person and not knowing much about websites, and that would be my hardest challenge.
What advice would you give to someone who is trying to become an entrepreneur?
I would tell them, you know, have great ethics. It's going to be a lot of hard work, long hours. Just get ready to work and, you know, work hard.
What knowledge, education, or skill would you say would be an important part of starting a business?
So I graduated from Samford in Birmingham with a psychology degree. And mother always laughs and said, I spent a lot of money for you to have a degree that you never use. And I laugh and I always say, mother, I use that degree every day in my store. Every day I use that degree. And she'll laugh and she agrees. She knows it's true. So I would say that psychology degree.
You'd say it'd be important to know a little bit about psychology, how people are and how to handle.
Exactly.
Yes.
Handle the public.
That's a very interesting answer. But so true. All right. Is there anything else that you'd like to add to this interview, Jacob?
I'd like to say thank you, Charles, for having me do the interview and taking your time, and I appreciate it.
Well, you've been around for a while, and I tell you, it's great to see the success that you've had, and I think it's so important to bring unique stores to our area just because it makes us different from other cities, and I think that's so important, and you know, I'm glad we've been friends for a long time mm-hmm. now. I'm proud of you and what you've been able to accomplish over the years.
So. Thank you.
All right. Well, there you have it. Jacob Wright, owner of Fine Things, another great Alabama entrepreneur. And thank you, thank you, thank you, Jacob.
You're welcome. Thank you, Charles.
If you want to enhance your experiences throughout the great state of Alabama, I urge you to seek out locally owned small businesses. They will certainly increase your happiness. If you enjoyed this episode, please consider giving it a rating and a review wherever you listen to your podcasts. Thank you for listening.